Shout. I know that it might be a time for many to where you're grieving for lost ones and different things, but one thing about it, you can thank God for life. Thank God for life for others. Thank God for time that others spent on this earth, amen, that they had a chance to meet you. You had a chance to meet them. So you might as well just go ahead and give God a praise. It's in the soldiers, amen, that are in the army of the Lord. Some of you might not know about that. Well, where my Baptist, my God, denomination, that they know about that because they will sing the song that I am a soldier that is in the army of the Lord. Are there, are any soldiers there? Are any fighters? Are any warrior? Are you the one allowing the enemy to walk all over you, beat you up, amen, just to use and abuse you? But is it anybody say, you know what? I'm taking a stand for the kingdom of God. I'm taking a stand for my life. I might as well just go ahead and give God a praise regardless of what it looks like. I know what it is, and what it is what I spoke to in my prayer time. What it is, what I declare and decree in my living room. What it is when I, my God, when I was by myself driving my car, walking down that road, I done declared, I done decreed, that's what it is. So somebody might as well go ahead and just celebrate, my God Almighty, like celebrate you, celebrate what God finna do for you. Celebrate that your last year, my God Almighty, even though it was a pandemic, but guess what? It was still a great year. But God got even greater. Somebody come on up in here and let's go ahead and give God a 30-second praise while others trying to get on the line, get by internet. How are they gonna get? But at the end of the day, we in a celebration.
That's what he's done. He brought me out. He changed my walk.
celebrate. Did he change your walk? Did he change your talk? Amen. And you don't have no apologies about what God done for you and what God is continuing to do. Because at the end of the day, the haters going to talk. The enemy's going to talk. They're going to do whatever they want to do. But guess what? At this point in your life, you should understand that if God be for me, who could be against me? Because God's still making a way. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still doing all that and plus more. So, baby, you might as well go ahead and dust off them Sunday shoes and tear up your living room, even though you might not be in somebody's commercial building with some chairs facing what men done built and called the altar. You can make that altar right there in your living room. Go ahead. My God, do your holy dance. Dance around your furniture. Dance around your whatnot. If you're a child listening to us and you celebrating, my God, you better be careful. Don't bump up into your mama table, but get in the area and praise God. Come on, somebody.
Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Seconds, amen, to think about the goodness and all that he done for you. You got 30 seconds to think about how he made a way. You got 30 seconds to keep on shouting with your brothers and sisters in the spirit realm that at the end of the day, you still been fed. Family still being taken care of. God is still providing. God is still healing. You got 30 seconds, amen, to look back where you come from and knowing that God, my God, ain't brought you this far to leave you. I dare you to go and get your children, go and get your family spouse, get your other spouse, and just praise God in your living room. What have he done?
I gotta pray. I gotta pray. I feel give God glory. I feel to give God glory. Oh, that's what he's done. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Come on, look what he's done. That's what he's done. That's what he's done.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead and give them what you got. Give them what you got, brother. Give them what you got. I know you might be in a wheelchair. You better go ahead and prophesize to your movement today and say, I'm going to give God a praise. These limbs, you're going to act right. You're going to begin to move. You're going to begin to do what it got to do. Because at the end of the day, the same God that is in over there, over here, over there, he's in my living room. He's in my front room. He's in my bedroom. I dare you, if you sick, get up. If you, my God Almighty, you need a healing, begin to move. You need God to make a way. I dare you to begin to prophesize with your shout. You got my God Almighty, because God is good and this blessing endure forever. Come on, somebody, and let's go ahead and say, my God, thank God. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what it looks like. By now, you should realize it's matter what the Lord says. Amen. Nobody cannot determine know your blessings but you. Amen. I can sit here and prophesy, declare, and decree all day, every day to you, my God. Make good bugs fall up on you, hair stick up. But at the end of the day, until you determine that I am blessed, that's when you're going to really see the true blessings of the Lord comes in your life. That is not something that man give to you. That's not something that somebody could just say, here you go. No, baby, the blessings from the Most High comes down from the kingdom of God into your life, and you the one through your life walk, through your relationship, through your faith, through your belief, amen, decided that I am blessed. So other words, what are you saying, Pastor? You don't have to wait on nobody, my God. My God, myself, Africa, brothers and sisters, you don't have to wait on Pastor to get over that phobia of planes that come over there and prophesy to you. You could go ahead and receive it when? Right now. Somebody need to say right now. Where you at? No, no way. You can receive it when? Right now. United Kingdom, you can receive it when? Right now. Fiji, when? You can receive it right now. South Africa, when? You receive it right now. Where my brothers and sisters at in the North Canada, you can receive it when? Right now. Now, our brothers and sisters that listen in, my God Almighty, for Australia, you can receive it when? Right now. Because, my God Almighty, my life, your life, all of our life is blessed. My God Almighty, I see you, my God Almighty, Asia. You can receive it when? Right now. Where you at, United States of America, you about to make a noise, amen, that trembling the ground, they thinking it is a earthquake. But that's the saints in prayers and praises declaring and decreeing that they can receive it when? Right now. Come on, somebody. We just thank God for who he is being the head of our life. I'm telling you, God is good and his mercy endures forever. My God, you can testify, you can walk on it, you can shout about it, you can praise God about it, because at the end of the day, God is good. How many of you, my God, I want to speak to somebody and just for a brief moment and say, how many of you, my God, destroy the fiery darts of your hater, destroy the fiery darts of your enemies, destroy the fiery darts of your naysayer? What do you mean, Papa? How can we destroy? Because, baby, when the odds was against you, you still moving, you still going, you still praising, you still loving on God, you still have not thrown a towel. You didn't change your faith, amen, because of what the naysayer says. You still walking by faith and not by sight. I felt the pizza man on that one, first lady. You're walking by faith and not by sight. You don't destroy the fiery darts of your haters. You don't destroy the fiery darts of the naysayers. And guess what? If the enemy could have brought you down by now, he would have. But you still, my God, this morning, giving God the what? The praise. So, baby, let me tell you something with your sassy self. You better go ahead, my God Almighty, it ain't all about showing your mama what you're working with, but you better show this world what you're working with and who you are. Come on, somebody. I got a little sassy right there, first lady, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. I'm telling you, saints of God, my God Almighty, God is good. His mercy is forever. You got to understand that you are blessed and highly favored. Amen. I'm telling you, I declare and decree that a paradigm shift going to come in your mindset. A paradigm shift going to come in your life. You're going to understand that the blessings of the Lord is taking you. It's going to cause you to get off the couch. It's going to cause your life to be busy. It's going to cause you to put your hands to work. It's going to cause you. You're going to begin to see manifestation of what God has for you. You win this year. You are not going to wait on somebody else. You're not going to allow anybody else to put the work forward. You're not going to depend on somebody else, my God, to bring forth the manifestation. You're going to begin to walk by faith and not by sight. I declare it and decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost that it is so. Amen. We just give God the glory. We give God the praise. Thanks of God, his mercy endures forever. I'm telling you, I just thank him and praise his name because God is good. And I'm telling you like this here, my God, you don't got time to throw in a towel. You don't got time to hold your head down, amen, because God is waiting on you to ignite some things in the spirit. I feel the preacher man and the teacher man all together slapping me on my back. Side of my neck. I'm about to say the B2Bs. If y'all know what the B2Bs is, y'all follow me. Amen. But I'm bald head, so I don't have none. So at the end of the day, we just thank God. I need them ones that are going to get on mother. Come on, press one. Prayers, press one. Somebody. Amen. Let me know that pastor, I'm on the line and I'm ready to jump in and my God and praise God with you. Amen. We already know that we have our mother of the hour. Always give us that one welcome. Amen. We got to get that southern food, that southern cooking. Y'all know how it is. Amen. That good old welcome. Amen. That mother brings to us every Sunday. And some of you probably just tuning in just to hear that and tune back out. It ain't going to bother me. I'm just happy you on the line. God bless you, Mother OG.
God bless you, Apostle. When I think about what you've done for me, on behalf of our Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome our international visitors, our local visitors, United States of America. We just welcome you with open arms. And as we always say, sit back, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say, you are welcome. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother, for giving us breaking bread with us like that, because it is always a blessing. Saints of God, I'm telling you, we just truly love you, my God, from my God. I'm not going to say the bottom of our heart, because we don't love anybody, because that is not scriptural, biblical. We love you with agape love. Amen. We love you with our full heart. And we just thank God for you just tuning in. Amen. And just ready for something to inspire you, take you to your next, my God, work week or your work day. Amen. And understand that what God has for you, it is for you. My God Almighty, even though the Bible declares that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but your life is so tight, you are so wrapped up, you are so secure into the things of God, even if the thief do try to come. But you better believe that you have an alarm system will detect the thief before he even come on your block. Everybody holler at your boy. Amen. My God Almighty, you got that neighborhood watch program going on in the Holy Ghost. Will sound the alarm, my God Almighty, that the thief is on alert. Lock down, my God Almighty, and declare, brothers, get your rifles, get your gun, because at the end of the day, that thief, my God Almighty, is the enemy. He's not going to walk out alive just to come and terrorize somebody else. Declare it, decree it, let's rip it and pull it down. Let's go into our prayer by all evangelist Nita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless everybody that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Father God, as we come before you this morning, Father, we're just thanking you, Lord, that we see another day, Father God. We're thanking you, Lord, that we're here etched in your presence, Father God, receiving your fresh daily manna on today, Father God, receiving a word, Father God, that's going to penetrate hearts, Father God, penetrate minds, Father God, to make a change in somebody, if not all, life today, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, newness, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that mindsets will change, Father God. Chains will be broken. Anything that's holding somebody down, Father God, from allowing you to be the head of their life, Father, on today. Today, Father God, not tomorrow, they will change, Father God. They will receive, Father God, what you, Father, has already prepared for them, Father God. Lord, I just ask you right now, Father, to move any obstacles, Father God, anything, Father God, that's hindering your word from coming through, Father God. If it's unforgiveness, Father God, we remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it's a broken heart, Father God, we mend it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it's depression, Father God, we lift it right now, Father God, with a sound mind, Father God. Lord, we decree and declare victory on this line today, Father God. There will be no more tears, Father God. There will be no more heartache, Father God. We will pick ourselves up, Father God, and remain in your presence, Father God. For this is the day that you have made, Father God. And each and every person on this land, Father God, whether they're in Africa, Father God, whether they're in Asia, Father God, whether they're in the United States, Father God, we are here on this land in one accord, Father God, to receive the blessings that you have already predestined for this day, Father God. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch the man of God today, Father God. Let your words just freely flow, Father God. No hesitation, Father God. Nothing, Father God, to stand in the way, Father God, from your word flowing all through your land, Father God. Penetrate hearts, penetrate minds, Father God. Humble, bring up humbleness, Father God. Humbleness, Father God. Allow humbleness, humility to come today, Father God. So when we bow before your throne, Father God, we're coming with purity, Father God. We're coming with, as a sacrifice. We're sacrificing, Father God. We're coming, Father God, with just pure cleanliness, Father God, just to receive you, Father God. So as the word comes forth, Father God, we ask for, we decree and declare a fresh anointing, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will breathe, Father God. Breathe on the word, Father God, that's coming forth, Father God. We decree and declare that it will be received and believed and applied into our lives, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray right now, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray, knowing, Lord, that you are hearing our humble cry, Father. You're not passing us by, Father, because there's many right now, Lord, that need to hear the word that you've already prepared. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Nita. What a heartfelt prayer. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for your strength. I thank God for Mother Helen and everyone that listened. ADM family, we want to thank you all for tuning in. We love you so much. We just want to just come out and come on and just send everybody some encouragement, because we realize that we, as we are approaching the first Sunday in the second month of the year, a lot of us are still trying to figure things out, trying to stay encouraged, staying motivated. But I'm just so thankful for an apostle that's level-headed, that has the Spirit of God on him, that continues to keep our flames on, as some of us are just in a place to where we're not sure what the next day is going to be. But it's going to be okay. If it's not okay, it's not the end. But just to take your head up, to take, to look upon it. And I just want to work all of our that we have going on a weekly basis. We have Minister Harris working with the youth, Sister Deshaun, Sister Kenyatta working with the women, and Brother Ron and Brother Bernard working with the men. We have just so many things going on with ADM, and we want you all to stay connected, because I guarantee stay connected to the right source, you will never continue to be at a place where you can't stay encouraged, where you won't be connected, and you won't understand, you will understand what this is all about, but you have to be around like minds in order to keep going. So I just want to again send encouragement from my spirit to yours, and just know that we're praying for you all. Stay connected, because our ADM family, we are here for you, and we want to just continue to let you know that if you need any support, reach out. We have a lot of portals that you could just tap into, and just know that we are here. You're not in this alone. So I'm going to turn it back over to the apostle. I just wanted to jump on to send encouragement and let you all know that we love you so much. Back in the hands of our
God bless you. You are truly loved, and we just thank God for who he is, and his mercy endures forever. Saints of God, it is a blessing, amen, to walk with God. As my God First Lady was just declaring about plugging in, about individuals, amen, of your resource and different things. Understand that is the very important thing, amen, where you get your resource or information. Your resource don't have to necessarily do with finances. The resource don't have to necessarily to do with somebody, amen, giving you something physical. But your resource has something to do with the information or the type of things that you are getting, you are learning, amen, or getting poured into. Your resource has a lot to do with it, amen? Because at the end of the day, what's in you is what's going to determine your future. I know that many of us begin to shout, many of us begin to pull it down and do all this great things, amen, and accolades that has been spoken unto you. But you have to understand that reality of it, what's in you is what going to determine your outcome, is what's going to determine your future, is what's going to determine where you're going to be. Because at the end of the day, amen, don't put yourself or allow anything to put you on this fairy tale hoax, amen. Because my God, you could be blessed, but if you got corruptness in you, the blessing is not going to last. Eventually it begin to wither away. Y'all about to hear me, amen. The Bible begin to speaks about that in the book of Mark, when it begin to use a story in the book of Mark, and I think it's round about in the fourth chapter, and it begins to talk about the farmer, how the farmer begin to sow, and how and the different ways to begin to sow. Many people use that term or use that text, amen, as if it's pertaining to finances, financial, or even it's pertaining to, amen, something that is physical. But the Bible begin to declare, as you begin to read that text pertaining to how the farmer begin to sow on stony grounds and ground and thorns and all this kind of stuff here, amen, the Bible was very clear about that it was talking about, or Jesus was talking about, the word of God, amen, because at the end of the day, you could begin to plant different things. You could begin to move forth in your life. You could begin to take a hold of different things. But what's in you is going to eventually come out of you. You could have something good going on in your life. God could bring you into open opportunities. He could bring you into blessings. He could bring you into many of things. But what's in you, y'all hear me, my God, is what's going to come out of you. Amen. Many people mess up or destroy. I want to use the term destroy, amen, their walk, or destroy their destiny of blessing and prosperity, because they never dealt with what's in them. They always overlook what's in them. That's why I'm a firm believer, amen, before you can begin to rearrange somebody else's life, you got to first rearrange yourself, amen. Let me take a moment here and just give me a little proper etiquette. We just thank God and the Spirit of the Lord healed the head of our life, amen, and all the leaders and pastors and different ones and on the line in their respectable places, amen. Shout out to my family, ADM, amen, and also my wife, First Lady. God bless you, amen. So what's in you is going to what is going to come out of you, regardless of what's around you, because you could have great things around you, but if corruptness are in you, you're going to eventually turn the greatness around you also corrupt or push it away. Amen. Many people got to understand that you're the one that attracts your blessings. Amen. You're the one that is going to attract the long term of what you're going to walk in. You could say everything you want to say. You could quote scriptures out the Bible all you want, but because, my God, even though you quote the scriptures that you quote in, that is verbal communication. You are verbal speaking. That doesn't mean that it's in you. Amen. I could quote, or I could say terms, my God, as is like a cheater or a liar or a gambler or something like belong to that line, but that doesn't mean that is what's in me. Amen. I could say terms like blessing. I could say terms like millionaire. I am wealthy. I am this, but that doesn't mean everything that I said out of my mouth is that is what's in me. Y'all hear me? So you got to understand something, that what's in you is going to determine your outcome. Many people trying to, my God, deal with the outside of their life, but they don't want to deal with the inner side of your life. It's not the outside is the problem. It's the inner side that is the problem. Amen. I tell anybody, you can, my God, if you get the right opportunity, wealth going to come in your life. But it's not about if it's going to come into my life. It's about, can I keep it? Y'all hear me up in here. It's about, can I live in it? It's about, can I walk in it? Because it's a life process if you're going to begin to keep the inheritance or the blessings that God done placed into your life. It's so many people done dug their own hole. Amen. It wasn't the enemy that dug their hole. No, you took the shovel from the enemy and you dug your own hole. Then you blamed it on the devil because you took his shovel. Y'all hear me up in here. Amen. So what's in you, amen, is going to determine your outcome, or it will determine your blessing. Amen. Why I'm sharing with this here, amen, I just want to give you a quick review of the things that we've been talking about for a series, amen, outside of the broadcast, my God, engaging in the spirit. I'm just going to deal with the last point, my God Almighty, on this morning. We've been dealing with obedience. Understand this, my God, for you to walk into the, you get blessed from God. God don't bless a rebellion person. God don't bless a disobedient child. What God does, he first sent a message to the individual, a warning to get it right. Y'all hear me, my God? And if that, my God, warning don't lie, or you begin to make changes, God begin to do what? Deal with you. Amen. Y'all know the story about Jonah. Amen. And you know about the story and what transpired. But when the folks begin, or people, or saints of God, begin to obey the voice of the Lord and deal with what's in them. One thing about God, he must dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. He calls in nations and calls in, he was asking nations and people to repent and different things like that. Other words, deal with what's in you. Amen. But folks, my God, turn a hard ear and not to deal with what's in them. So God says, so be it. This is your destination walk, so be it. So you got to understand, even in obedience, there's blessings that comes with it. Amen. My God, it can keep you. It can, my God, protect you. I love the terms of our mothers and terms of the older ones. My God, they have terms like this after they begin to warn you and tell you, don't go that way. You better stop that. You better quit that. It's going to catch up with you one day. Then when it caught up with the individual crying from their tombs, crying from their place of isolation or wherever, they begin to tell you, brother, a sister, daughter, a son, grandchild, or grandson, or however you want to put it, you made your bed, so now you did what? You lay in it. Nobody ain't make that bed for you. You made your what? Home bed. But if you listen, guess what? You'll come back. Mom, I'm glad I listened to you. I didn't go with them, because do you know they got in an accident? Do you know, my God, this happened and that happened? I'm glad I listened. Amen. Because obedience always comes with a blessing. Amen. We have to believe in the facts. Amen. So many people don't want to believe in the facts about their life, and I blame that on a lot of it on bad teaching. Amen. I understand that you don't want to speak nothing negative of you, but baby, it's not negative, it's the fact. Because how can I get God to come in my situation where I am, my God, don't want to speak truth over my situation? At the end of the day, I'm not saying my life is broke, but my bank account is telling me right about now, because the bank is asking me to pay some, my God, overdraft fees, because they gave me some money that I did not have in the bank at that time. So you better hear me up in here. If you want God to come in and do something, I understand that the doctor gave you a diagnosis. Amen. At the end of the day, my God, that doesn't mean you have to believe or receive, my God, what they came in a contest or in a form of, that God could be a healer. God is a healer. I understand that this is what's going on with my body, but if I don't take facts to God, how can God heal cancer? If I don't take facts to God, how can God heal AIDS? If I don't take facts to God, how can God heal sugar diabetes? I must got to take the facts, or believe the facts, my God, that at the end of the day, even though this is what I have going on in my body, but the facts and the reports, I believe, God, that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. Amen. We got to get out of this fairy tale motion. Amen. To walk into that, we have to understand, and it's a blessing when we believe in the facts. Why? Because the Bible declares that God says, watch this, a liar will not tarry in my sight. So when you don't begin to believe the facts and bring all this nonsense to God, God don't even hear your report that says the port is not going to even come in my sight, come in my vision. My God Almighty, at the end of the day, I understand what the doctors say. I bring that report to God, and I say, God, this is what the diagnosis, this is what the physician begin to say. Now the Holy Ghost begin to give you the answer, working as an administration assistant from the kingdom of heaven. And as the administration assistant begin to read the doctor's report, or give you the finalized report that comes from the doctor in heaven, the administration assistant begin to tell you whose report that you're going to believe. Your father says you are healed. Now I can believe in in that fast. Y'all better come on up in here. My God Almighty. Then, my God Almighty, we done shared and we done begin to declare and talk about being properly positioned in heaven. That's also dealing with your relationship. That's why you got to be careful what you consume in. You got to be careful what kind of doctrine that you're walking in, because all that will position you properly and before heaven. Amen. So many people are still riding on vain imagination. So many people are still riding on fairy tale hype. So many people are still riding on a bunch of nonsense. So many people are still riding on church, where's your faith? Pertaining to this pandemic, pertaining to that. Y'all got fear. Y'all got this. Baby, you better know who is properly, how you are properly positioned, or who you allow to properly position you. You best believe I got faith too. But I got faith in masks. I got faith in sanitized lotion. I got faith, my God, practicing social distancing. I got faith, my God, taking my vitamins. I got faith and also in product that God gave man the wisdom enough to know to how to help to protect and keep our natural body. Our spiritual body, the Bible got all that covered. But God give man wisdom enough to know how to protect and keep your natural man as well. You have to, my God, be properly positioned. My God, so many people get into the fairy tale. Now guess what? You get caught. That's why it's a blessing being properly what? Position. Now we have to fight, my God, fight individually way, amen. Understand how to fight individually, amen. My God, you might not can't call or get a hold to your prayer partner. Your prayer partner might be going through warfare just like you, amen. It comes to a time, baby, to where at the end of the day, you got to understand how to fight instantly. Y'all hear me up in here? It comes to a time you got to know how to war instantly. It comes to a time to where you got to fight for your mind. It comes to a time you have to fight for your peace. It's a time where you have to fight for your joy. My God, instantly. If you probably can't wait on another church service or week ceremony or whatever they get together. I need God helps win right now. I need God to do something win right now. I need God to restore my peace win right now. I need God to do it win right now. And I don't got the seconds or the minutes to dial your number, even if I got your speed down. I need God to do it when right now. Somebody say right now, right now. Where my Asian brothers at? Say right now, right now, right now. Next one, number five, empowering in the Lord. Be strong and not weak. Amen. God, listen, y'all. I can care less. All this stuff that flows, you know, God, I just, you got to, I don't know what to do. They come in, I just, then out of the next mouth, you said, whose report you going to believe? I believe God. God is victorious. Then on the next, you don't know what you're going to do. Brothers and sisters, are you going to walk in faith? Brothers and sisters, are you going to stand strong? Brothers and sisters, are you going to believe God? Brothers and sister, you're going to believe what you declare out of your mouth? Brother and sister, are you going to walk strong? Brothers and sister, are you going to lift your head up? Or this just a game? This just a plan? You just got cliche, but you really didn't mean it. You really didn't mean it. Amen. My God Almighty, that my God, God can remove mountain. Faith as a mustard seed. My God, I'm going to look towards the hill, which come in my help. You probably really didn't mean it. Amen. Because at the end of the day, it don't have no business a sink around here with your head down. You moping and complaining. You saying this. I don't know what to do. Baby, did you just shout it? Or did you just rebuke somebody? Did you just encourage somebody that God is your healer? God is your deliverer? God could do all things to see this thing? What in the world you got your head down for? Lift your heads up, all ye saints, and look up to the hills, which come in your Lord. You don't got time be murmuring and complaining. I'm broke. I don't know where my finance coming from. Good, I don't know, because the Bible tells me walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm not going to know if I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Somebody give hear this bald head preacher whoop on the internet. I feel the Holy Ghost. So we got to understand that God is looking for strong, my God, individual. The songwriters say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I don't walk like I used to walk. I used to walk with my head holding down. I used to walk caring about what somebody else said. I used to have my feeling hurt. I used to walk trying to fit in with everybody else. I used to walk, my God, thinking about what somebody got to say about me. I used to walk trying to love and care everybody, even though they backstabbing me. I used to walk just like that. But now I'm not weak. I got a new walk. I got a new talk. My walk now is not caring about what you think about me. My walk now is not feeling no type of way. My walk now is not running behind you because you want to walk out of my life. My walk now is ordered by the Lord. Somebody give God a amen. My walk now is ordered by the Lord. It's not walking by nobody else. Because why? I'm a strong soldier. I declare and decree, and I know without a shadow of doubt that it's strong soldiers on the line this morning. It's strong soldier. At one point in your life, somebody done told you to walk away. At one point in your life, somebody done told you to give up. At one point in your life, somebody told you to leave certain relationships alone. At one point in your life, somebody done told you to do this. At one point in your life, you probably would have walked away. Because you want, my God, family and relations. You want people to pat you on your back. But now your life don't begin to change. You ain't caring if they won't. Because at the end of the day, you see the blessing for the Lord for yourself. The songwriter say, my eyes is on the sparrow. My God Almighty, I declare and decree that your eyes stay on the sparrow in the name of Jesus. You are strong. You are not weak. You don't care what they say about you. You don't care how they feel, my God, what they want to do to you. Because at the end of the day, you realize you clothe yourself. You feed yourself. You got to go and get it for yourself with the help of the Lord. Empowering in the Lord, be strong and do not be weak. My God, I feel a moan this morning, y'all. I feel a moan. And number six, the Bible declares, put on the whole armor of God. My God Almighty, I know that saints of God begin to use this terminology as if a place to where God want us to go and fight. No, my God, if you able to read the Bible never to tell you in the book of Ephesians, let me give y'all some, my God, some seminary contest. Just real quick. The Bible did not tell you to put on the whole armor, my God Almighty, to fight the devil. The Bible never said it when it began to outline and begin to give description about, my God, pulling on the whole armor of God. Oh, my God. The Bible was very clear when it was telling you to put on the whole armor of God before it got into the describing the armor. The Bible began to tell you to stand. It was saying stand. It was telling you to stand. It was telling you to stand over and over in the context and different scripture of verses in the Bible. It was telling you to do what? It said, stand, my brother. Stand, my sister. Stand for what? For able, my God Almighty, you could be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. So God said, I'm not giving you this armor for you could go out and fight. I'm giving you this armor because I want to use you as a showpiece. I want to use you as a display piece. And that display piece is, even though you are suited and booted, I will fight your battle. Even though you are suited and booted, I will go before you. Even though you are suited and booted, I just want you to stand there to let the enemy know that you ain't scared of him, to let the enemy know that if I need to fight, I will fight. But God says, I will fight your battle. All I need to do is do what? Stand, my God Almighty. So we got to understand the description and also the seminary and the context of the whole armor of God. It's your time. God ain't telling you to fight. God is telling you, baby and brothers and sisters, you got to learn how to play offense. Is there anybody this morning learning how to play offense? I know you're rebuking the devil, but are you letting the devil know I'm still walking in healing? My God, how you could do that, Pastor? How I can play offense? Baby, let me tell you something. I I know you might be, my God Almighty, wheelchair bound, but at the end of the day, I got to let the enemy know I'm still playing offense. Why? Because I made up in my mind I'm going to rewalk. I made up in my mind that I'm going to run. I made up in my mind something is going to give. So every day I'm getting up out this chair. Every day I'm making small movements. Every day I'm waving my hands. Every day I'm thanking God. Every day what the doctor say impossible, I'm going to begin to do the impossible in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm now number seven. I'm almost done. Number seven go alongs with number six. The whole armor, number seven, say fight by standing. God didn't told you to run. God didn't tell you to be a coward. Unless the Bible says if you resist the enemy, my God, order to resist something, you have to stand your ground. Order to resist something, you have to reject it. Order to resist something, you can't resist it by running. That means you run away from the issue. No, you stand your ground. Order to resist it, amen, you have to fight by what? By standing. Some of you, you need to hush your mouth. At the end of the day, you already put a tongue lashing on Peter, Paul, and James. You better just hush your mouth and let my God and let God fight your battle. Stop messing up your blessing because you got to give somebody a piece of your mind. Baby, you will never know how God could fight for you if you always taking matters in your own hand. You got to understand everybody can have an opinion about you because it's not a matter about their opinion. It's about what God says. I have many people and many naysayers have an opinion about me, but it doesn't matter what their opinion is. It's a matter about what God says, because the last time I looked in a mirror, I seen a blessed, handsome young man. The last time I looked in a mirror, I seen a man that God is still doing exceedingly abundant in all things. The last time I looked in a mirror, I seen a happy family that God done blessed me with. The last time I looked in a mirror, I seen the wonders of heaven open upon my life, and God is pouring out blessings that I don't even have room to receive. The last time I looked in a mirror, I seen peace. The last time I looked in a mirror, I seen joy. The last time I looked in the mirror, I seen, my God Almighty, what eyes have not seen. I seen what minds have not wondered. I seen what God says I could do exceedingly. I seen that somebody raised up out of poverty, and I seen what God could do, but my God Almighty, with his hand. What are you looking in the mirror? What are you looking in the mirror? Why you got to fight up everything? Why you got to come out of character on everything? Why you got to give somebody the peace in your mind? Well, baby, I tell you a minute. Put your phone on speaker if you don't have it already now. Run to your mirror and look at it in your mirror and say, the last thing I seen in a mirror, I seen somebody that's received this word and it's got down in my soul. And I know that without a shadow of doubt, victory is mine. Number eight, my God Almighty, the Bible declares the sword. The number eight is the Bible declares the sword of the Spirit. My God, understand this. Many people use the sword for defense purpose. Many people use the sword, amen, for to try to take somebody out. They got to read somebody their right. Let me get this sword to let me tell you something. Baby, let me tell you something. I used to think the same thing. I used to think that I could take the word of God and slice it here and slice it there. But till I realized and I had to come into truth with the context, what God is trying to give us the information for. It's not about slicing your brothers and sisters. It's not about trying to slice the head off the enemy. Well, if you really know your Bible in the first place, my God, you're not able to slice the head off the enemy, because the enemy is something that God, my God, is going to deal with at the end of the world. The Bible declares that hell in itself is going to be thrown in the lake of fire. Other words, it's not something you're going to be able to destroy. It's just something, my God Almighty, that God is going to deal with. You have to understand understand, my God, that the weapon is there for offensive purpose. What do you mean, Pastor? Baby, when you're slinging that sword, you're slinging that sword because somebody trying to stop your destiny. You swinging that sword because you got some weeds in your way trying to stop your purpose. You swinging that sword, amen, because every promise that God done told you, you have a blocker in the midst. They trying to block your purpose. So you got to let them enemy know. You got to let them weeds know that I'm going to swing this sword because God said it. I'm going to swing this sword because God declared I'm going to swing this sword. And you better be out the way because, other words, if any stumbling blocks in your life, you better swing your sword. Can I speak to somebody this morning that is battling with depression? Baby, you don't got time to battle with depression. God done told you that you're blessed. He done told you that you're the next senator. He done told you that you're the next judge. You better get yourself up and sling that sword. God, you don't promise me. You don't told me everything that is in my life, even myself, I slice it. I cut it by the word of the Lord. You promised me. You said it. It will happen. Oh, can I just holler for a second and just say, oh, Jesus, my God Almighty, my God, number nine, praying in the spirit. Do not pray in your flesh. And that's the problem that we have with some of these religious saints. Amen. We got to learn to know to pray in the spirit. What are you praying in the spirit? I'm praying the will of the Father. How are you going to pray the will of the Father? I'm praying the will of the Father for my life. I'm praying for the will of the Father. If anybody on this line, if you know the will of the Father for your life, give me a shout out of amen, my God, this morning. Because what the will of the Father is, that's what I'm going to intercede in, my God, intercede about. I'm sorry I don't pray for like, I don't pray like I used to for you. Because at the end of the day, only thing I can say pertaining to your life, Father, let your will be done, my God Almighty, and Sister So-and-So life, or Brother So-and-So life. I don't know if you're walking with judgment. I don't know if you're walking with curse, and I'm trying to pray a curse off of you. The Bible says, my God Almighty, I cannot touch that. Whatever God does is not for me to do. So only thing I could do, walk in the will of God for my life. Is anybody this morning need a refreshing? For God can refresh your will, for refresh his will in your life. Hallelujah. Number 10, I'm not done. I feel a shout in the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty. My God, number 10 says, y'all, oh, Jesus, I love number 10. I love number 10. Number 10 says, y'all, I'm trying to get to it. My God Almighty, but I'm trying to. Y'all, give me a minute. It can't even come out my mouth properly. Number 10 says, God, my God, don't forget. My God, this engaging in the spirit. Don't forget. Don't forget. Can I get in my preacher man a little bit? And number 10 says, church, don't forget, my God, to declare. Can I get a little preacher man a little bit? Don't forget to declare, my God Almighty. Duh, my God, duh, finna get ready to come in, my God, before the answer come in. So the Bible just said, duh. It don't pause you just for a second. Because it don't pause you just for a second. Because it wants you to just gather your wondering minds. You know how we preachers says at the beginning of a sermon, my God, bring in your wondering minds and your scattered thoughts. Amen. Because the next statement that I'm finna get ready to say, or the next message that I'm finna get ready to give, I want you to pay attention to it. So the Bible used that pause for a minute. It says, duh. My God Almighty, I'm here preaching a sermon off of duh. You see that son of my God. After duh, it said brain. Pause for a second. Wait for a minute. I'm finna give you something. Then it says words, oh my goodness, of the testimony. Of who testimony? Of the testimony. Testimonies of who? Somebody about to say it's the testimony of me, Lord. It's the testimonies that God brought me. It's a testimony that God brought me over. Is anybody this morning, my God, Monica, declare that testimony? testimonies back in your life, I dare you this morning just to declare the testimony. And you don't have no time holding your head down. You know God done brought you over every mountain. You know God done brought you through every valley. You know God done brought you through rough terrain. Baby, you better open your mouth and look towards the hill which coming your help. God did it. He say he gonna do it. He done did it back then. He done did it now. He's still doing it now. Somebody need to declare, God, you done did it once. I know you could do it again. You done overcame once. I know you could do it again. My God Almighty, I feel like giving him a praise. Can somebody this morning just go ahead and give God a praise? Is there anybody got a shout? My God, this morning, I tell you, I give you 30 seconds. Go ahead and praise God with me in the Holy Ghost. You go ahead and fight like you go ahead and fight. Go ahead and give God a praise. Go ahead and thank him. Because, baby, I'm telling you, I know things don't look good right now. But at the end of the day, God brought you over every valley. He don't brought you over every mountain. He have you to overcome. And guess what? When he brought you over, you still wasn't the best Christian. You still wasn't the best son. You wasn't the best daughter. And now you don't kick some things out of your life. Now you don't overcome some things. Now you don't kick some folks out of your life. Now you're praying more. You seeking the face of God more. You worshiping more. You better come on up in here. You got something to pray. Baby, you better thank God for where you come from. Give God a praise.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I give joy when I think about it. Now let me get into number 10, my God Almighty. Let me get into number 11, engaging into the spirit. Number 11 point is, my God, I hope you're writing it down. Number 11 is fighting like you don't care. You fight like you don't care. You come before the throne wheel of grace like you don't care. I'm not thinking about my life. I'm not thinking about God. I'm walking in my promise. I'm walking in my blessing. I'm a fight like devil. I rebuke everything that is in me that is not of God. I'm a fight for the opportunity. I'm fighting to stand in here. If it calls me to go cold turkey with my habits, I'm going cold turkey. If it calls me to be ashamed and look at myself in a mirror, well, I got to be ashamed to look at myself in a mirror. I refuse that this day, and I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, I refuse this day. I will allow the enemy to have anything over my head. I will allow the enemy to have anything over my life. I'm going to fight like I don't care. I'm going to fight my issues like I don't care. I'm going to fight my weakness like I don't care. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I'm coming out this situation. I'm coming out this life. I'm coming out with a praise in my belly, with a praise in my soul. Somebody give him a praise. Give him a praise.
God to you.
That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That's what